Kristen Stewart, Please Meet the Families of James Foley and Stephen Sotloff. By John David Kahn on October 16, 2014. In advance of the release of her most recent film project, Camp X-Ray, Kristen Stewart conducted an interview with The Daily Beast, which was, in turn, covered here at Breitbart News, which, in turn, was covered by The Daily Beast in a piece titled The Right-Wing Crusade Against X2, How Fear Factories Like Breitbart and Fox Distort News. Below is an example of words that have allegedly been distorted. The Daily Beast: the mistake we make is not viewing these detainees down there as people, too. We're all people. Kristen Stewart: that is essentially so fucking evil, it's crazy. It's a ridiculous idea for you to think that you know anything for sure in life other than to take care of your fellow people. Where the fuck do you get off thinking otherwise? These two people couldn't be from more different worlds and perspectives, and probably disagree fundamentally on most things. But there's a through line for all of us, and that's what people forget. And that's what makes people capable of doing terrible things to each other. What makes you different from any other person that walks the earth? For a little background, Camp X-Ray tells the story of a young female soldier stationed at Gitmo who forms an unusual bond with a detainee. So who cares? What does it matter what Kristen Stewart thinks? What does it matter that Kristen Stewart thinks it's fucking evil to not view Gitmo detainees as people? Who cares that she thinks there's a through line for all of us? It matters a lot. The Daily Beast knows this, which is why they've gone to such extreme measures to vilify those who saw the above words through a different lens. Wars aren't just fought on the battlefield. They are fought in the court of public opinion. And what influences public opinion? Culture. Celebrity. Kristen Stewart. With her millions upon millions of young fans who, I dare to say, are most likely not tracking the advance of ISIS. Millions upon millions who have no real understanding as to the intentions of America's enemies. So when Bella from Twilight humanizes those who want to kill Americans, it matters. It contributes to a collective that calls for labels such as workplace violence and man-caused disaster, rather than terrorism. It contributes to a collective naivete that seems content with no boots on the ground. While the enemy advances, not to be too harsh on Kristen Stewart. I respect her as an actress, but I'd like her to sit down with the families of James Foley and Stephen Sotloff and explain the through line for all of us. And once those families are satiated by her explanation, I think she should sit down for a latte with the five Gitmo detainees this administration traded for Bergdahl. After all, they're people too.